Storm and Calm by Goldberry in the Rushes. Read by the Dragon Girl. Recorded for Goldberry in the Rushes as a wedding present. Goldberry, I wish you all joy. Nori has been gone undercover for too long, and Bofur is worried about him. When he returns, feelings finally bubble to the surface, and the two reach a turning point. Sex ensues. PWP. It was nearing a month. A month since he had last headed out the door with a wink and a smile, disappearing into the hall outside. A month since he had promised he would be back soon. A month of waiting for his best friend to return. Bofur knew it was his job to be gone, but still, he had started to become a tad concerned. Not angry, but worried after Nori's well-being. That was what best friends did, was it not? So, when Nori finally stumbled back through the door late at night, filthy and haggard, Bofur was sitting up, waiting. Nori passed a hand over his disheveled hair.
I thought you would have gone to bed, Bo. I didn't want you to see me in this state.
Bofur raised an eyebrow at Nori. And miss your grand entrance? Not likely.
Do you realize how long you've been gone?
He took in Nori's appearance and frowned, rising and stepping toward his friend.
No, wait, forget that. Is that blood on your shirt?
The thief glanced down at his soiled shirt and rubbed it between his fingers.
It's not mine. Must be from that run-in with some assassins.
Bofur's eyes widened a fraction.
Assassins? Really?
He rubbed a hand across his face.
Do I even want to know?
Probably not.
Nori licked his lips, and Bofur wrenched his eyes away from his friend's face.
Do you have any ale? I've not had a decent drink in days.
Bofur sighed and gestured to the table, where a small barrel sat.
Have at it.
Nori moved toward the table, but stopped in his tracks when he heard Bofur mutter something under his breath.
What was that? I said, you could have a decent drink every day if you just stayed here instead of traipsing Mahal knows where.
The miner flinched as Nori rounded on him.
Really, Bofur? You really think I should stay here, where it's boring, while there are ne'er-do-wellers and assassins trying to get at our king? I can be putting my skills to good use, rather than stagnating in the halls of upper nobility.
I didn't mean it like that, Bofur began, but Nori cut him off by stepping closer and pressing a finger into his chest. He backed up slightly.
I don't know how else you could have meant it. I'm not like you. I can't get comfortable without doing something. I get twitchy and nervous, and no one should be subjected to that. Especially not you. You are my friend, and I don't want to drag you down by being around all the time and—
He was stepping closer and closer to Bofur, and the miner felt his back hit the door. He opened his mouth to speak and reassure Nori, but the words would not come. He knew Nori would never want to mix with the kind of people his newly gained wealth would allow, and that he shouldn't have said what he did. But he did not mean for Nori to take it that way. He just wanted Nori to stay with him and stay safe. Bofur blinked hard, willing himself back onto the track of friendship. He did not know where along the journey he had started to think of Nori as someone to protect, but he had. Somewhere between the green hills of the Shire and the rocky wasteland of Smaug's desolation, he had begun to consider Nori as his best friend at first. And then something far more dear. He could not bring himself to voice that, but Nori was still talking to him, and he was getting more agitated, and it was doing things to Bofur's insides that were making his stomach flop like a landed fish. The miner steeled himself. He could not wait any longer.
And somebody has to look after Thorin and his consort. Dwalin does a fine job looking imposing, but he doesn't... Nori cut off mid-rant, as Beaufort pressed chapped lips against his own, mustache hairs tickling his nose, and hands gripping his shoulders. The thief was so shocked that he did not have time to respond, and Beaufort nearly flung himself away, hitting the hard wood of the door with a resounding thud. A bright red flush stained his cheeks, and he was stammering something that sounded suspiciously like an apology. Nori didn't hear a word of it. Instead, he threaded a hand into the thick hair behind Beaufort's ear and dragged him down into a second, bruising kiss. He almost snorted as he felt Beaufort literally melt against him. How long had he wanted to do this? Certainly since he saw his friend hale and whole after Smaug's defeat, most definitely after he survived the battle that claimed so many lives. Using the distraction as an advantage, he pushed the miner harder against the door and flicked out experimentally with his tongue. The resulting whimper went straight to his gut, pooling beneath his navel in the form of liquid heat. He swallowed hard and backed down, resting his forehead against Beaufort's own. "I'm a bit of a mess to be doing this right now, Beau." He grinned, a little lopsided. "But hey, I'm not complaining." Beaufort looked at him, a little dazed, lips swollen, and oh, how Nori wanted to kiss them again when Beaufort licked them before speaking. I didn't expect you to respond. I couldn't think of any other way to tell you why I worry." His eyes were full of wonder, and Nori couldn't help but chuckle. "Oh, I responded all right," he purred at Beaufort, watching the miner grow even brighter. Deciding to press his luck, he nosed up under Beaufort's chin, kissing at the soft flesh under his ear before whispering, "I don't think you want to continue this while I'm covered in someone else's blood, though." Beaufort whimpered again, and Mahal in his halls, Nori could get used to that sound. When Beaufort spoke, his voice had deepened into a rumble that made Nori swallow hard. "I do have one of those fancy upper-class showers now. Would be a shame not to put it to good use." Nori was dragging him down the hall before he had finished his sentence. "Forget ale. I'm going to use your shower, and you can help me with all the hard-to-reach places." He grinned as he felt Beaufort speed up, but had to bite off an undignified yelp as he was pressed into the wall and thoroughly kissed. "I'm going to help you with more than that, Nori. You can count on it." Nori swallowed again. Beaufort was going to be his death, he was sure. Now it was Beaufort who was dragging him down the hall towards the bathroom, pressing him up against the door and peppering his face with kisses as he started to push at clothing. Nori was only too happy to return the favor. Shirts were the first to go, followed by Nori stealing Beaufort's beloved hat and setting it on a nearby chair as they stumbled through the bathroom door. Taking Beaufort's hat meant that his hair was exposed, and Nori was hit by a sudden urge to bury his hands in it and pull the other dwarf towards him. Beaufort laughed as he leaned into Nori's touch. "Keep this up and we're never going to make it to the shower, Nori." Beaufort ran his hands lightly down the curve of Nori's spine and settled on the slight flare of his arse, giving it a light squeeze. His eyes twinkled as Nori moaned involuntarily. "You're not helping matters, you tease. Gonna get in the shower in your pants with your braids still done." Nori deliberately removed his hands from Beaufort's hair and made a show of backing up and starting to take down his own elaborate braids. He watched the way Beaufort's eyes widened at his movements and slowed down even more, sliding his beads down the hair without breaking eye contact. He smirked when Beaufort bit his lip, and a low moan echoed across the open room. Removing the last bead, he shook his hair out and ran his hands through it to loosen the braids. Undone, it reached almost down to his waist, even as ridiculously poofy as it was. When it was wet, it was even longer, and heavy as lead. Across the room,
Beaufort was still watching, seemingly transfixed.
Nori looked pointedly at him and hooked a thumb into his trousers, slowly dragging them over a hip bone and stopping with another smirk. Suddenly, Beaufort couldn't move fast enough. He was scrabbling to pull the ties out of his braids and shake them free.
Nori's mouth watered as the brown locks settled across Beaufort's shoulders.
Then Beaufort was pulling down his trousers, and Nori had to laugh as the miner tripped in his haste. He crossed the room in a few steps and steadied his friend. Lover?
What were they now?
They could settle that later. Right now, a warm shower was waiting.
Beaufort pressed his forehead against Nori's. Mahal, you are going to kill me if you do that all the time. Do you have any idea how you look with your hair like that?
Oh, I have some idea, since you just ripped off your pants in front of me. I got a nice view, too, before you almost fell on your arse.
Beaufort playfully smacked him on the chest.
I almost fell on my arse because your hair distracted me. It's obviously your fault.
You wish.
Nori grinned at him,
but the grin faltered into a gasp as Beaufort slid his hands under the waistband of Nori's trousers.
These should come off before you get in the shower, don't you think?
He purred low in his throat.
At Nori's slightly strangled assent, he slid his hands further down, stroking the thief's hips as he passed, sinking down with the pants until he was kneeling in front of Nori, a question in his eyes.
Nori swallowed a low moan and resisted the urge to sink his hands into Beaufort's thick mane. Instead, he yanked the other dwarf back up and pressed another kiss onto his lips.
I'm still filthy from a month undercover. Do you really want to do that now?
Beaufort gasped as Nori moved from his mouth and nipped lightly at his jaw.
Yes, but you seem to... Fuck, have a point. Glad you see my side of things. Come on, the sooner we get in the shower, the sooner you can help me with the hard spots.
He winked, and Beaufort stumbled again as he made his way to the shower. The water was already hot, pumped from the steaming reserves near the forges. Nori sighed as it hit his skin, weeks of grime washing away. Beaufort, hair quickly dampening in the spray, leaned against the wall of the shower and slowly gazed over his body, smirking.
Enjoying the view there?
Nori was making quick work with a rag he had snagged from a pile outside the edge of the water's reach, scrubbing over the skin with a rich lather of soap. Tossing the soap to Beaufort, he continued.
You could get a much better view if you came a little closer and helped me with my back.
He turned to give Beaufort access,
and was pleased to find that Beaufort instead pressed his chest against his back and settled his hands on Nori's hips, playfully nipping at his neck and ears.
I'm certain I could get a better view, but I'm certain you would rather I do this.
He slid his hands further down, and Nori couldn't help but let out a whimper as he realized Beaufort had slicked up his hands with the soap. He felt Beaufort's heavy length pressing against the curve of his arse as his hips shifted to give the miner better access. Nori's head dropped back onto Beaufort's shoulder as his large hand closed around his prick and let out a moan as near molten heat encircled him. He turned just a fraction, and Beaufort nipped at his jaw before moving down to bite a little harder where his neck and shoulder joined. Nori let out a string of curses and thrust hard into Beaufort's hand, reaching out blindly and bracing against the wall. Pressing backward, he ground his hips against Beaufort and smirked at the gasp of, "Oh, fuck, Nori," that accompanied the twitch of Beaufort's cock. He was surprised, then, when Beaufort spun him around and pressed him into the wall with strong kisses and a hand back on his painfully hard prick.
I thought you'd want my arse. Your hands have, fuck, been on it often enough.
Nori barely managed to grind out the words through the haze of Beaufort's hand steadily stroking him. The world was narrowing to Beaufort's mouth and hand and heat. The dwarf was like a forge. Even with the heat of the water still rolling over their skin, Beaufort was even warmer. The dwarf in question pressed a kiss against Nori's lips, and then leaned their foreheads together.
I wanted to see you the first time.
I can take care of your rather tempting arse some other time, if you let me. His eyes suddenly radiated an unspoken question, and Nori couldn't help but roll his eyes.
Fuck, Beaufort, of course there'll be another time. Oh, don't stop. You've... no idea how fucking long I've wanted you.
Good. Then I'm gonna watch you come undone right here.
Beaufort grinned and pressed up against Nori, taking the opportunity to grasp both their cocks in his hand and stroking them together. His eyes fluttered shut, and he leaned his head on Nori's shoulder with a groan. It wasn't long before Nori reached down, and his hand joined Beaufort's, attempting to stroke in unison as they bucked against one another. Whimpers grew into moans, and moans grew into long strings of fuck, fuck, shit, right there, oh fuck, repeated over and over. Nori's other hand sneaked its way up Beaufort's thigh, along the curve of his back, and buried itself in Beaufort's hair, pulling Beaufort's face where Nori could see it. His eyes were blown out with lust, and his lips were reddened from their frantic earlier kissing, and he was just about the sexiest thing Nori had ever seen. Digging his fingers close to Beaufort's scalp, he pulled him into another bruising kiss as he felt himself reaching the point of completion. A few thrusts later, and Nori was seeing stars and hearing the echoes of a long moan that he knew was his, but could not remember making. Beaufort was slack-jawed and whimpering, and Nori picked up the pace for just a second. And that was all it took, as the other dwarf cried out and stiffened against him, before collapsing with a shuddering breath against Nori's chest. They remained like that for a second, the warm water of the shower still raining against their skin, before Nori shifted.
I can't hold us both up, Beau.
Beaufort backed away sheepishly.
Sorry, Nori.
Nori rolled his eyes good-naturedly.
Come on, let's get rinsed off and then we can curl up in your bed. I seem to recall it is bigger than mine.
Beaufort nodded, a bit sleepily, and followed Nori. Later, when they were under warm blankets and Beaufort was softly snoring with his head resting on Nori's chest, Nori chuckled to recall that this was where Beaufort had wanted him in the first place. Safe at home.